Those rumors. The silly season's back.
Hello and welcome back to From 350 to A Zero, where we slow down a little and just have a little chat.
Hello guys and welcome back to another episode with me. And yes, it's the middle of the week, but you've heard the news. He's back. He never left. You know what I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. Danny Rick, Daniel Ricciardo, the Honey Badger, the man himself is back on the grid from Hungary till the end of the season. So let's just get fucking straight into the whole talk on like everything that's happening currently, the news, the rumors, because there's a lot of it. There are a lot of people talking. So yeah, let's just get straight into it. Okay, so we basically all know what happened by now, because like, as I said before, there's a lot of articles, a lot of interviews with Daniel and like quotes from him now that he's in AlphaTauri. But a lot of people are mad that Nyck de Vries wasn't even mentioned when he was sacked, because if you still don't know, Daniel Ricciardo is back on the F1 grid and he is going to be racing as a teammate for Yuki Tsunoda in AlphaTauri instead of Nyck de Vries, because Nyck de Vries was sacked and now Danny is replacing him. But the people are really, really fucking mad that like the AlphaTauri admins and like the whole social media of AlphaTauri didn't even put anything concerning Nyck de Vries, and Nyck de Vries also didn't put anything out. Like, I don't know. But, like, at the same time, the people are feeling bad for Nyck de Vries, and I do understand, like, where that's coming from. But at the same time, like, F1 is a brutal sport, like a really brutal sport, and we especially know this with Red Bull and how they treat like their drivers. If you're not performing, you're out, and we all know that. We saw that with Gasly, with Albon, there was also a few of the other drivers from other teams who have been sacked even earlier than Nyck de Vries, because Nyck had 10 races to prove himself in AlphaTauri. And honestly, even Tsunoda was kind of in a hot seat, but when Nyck de Vries came in, he became like the target in the team for like the whole, if you're not performing, you're out. So yeah, but like the thing is, I looked up like results from all of the 10 races and compared Nyck de Vries to Tsunoda, so we can like compare them accurately and like see where Red Bull are coming from. Because like, come on, the fact that you feel bad for a driver that's not performing, and like Nyck was a Formula E champion, F2 champion, and he was also a champion in the 2010 and 2011 karting world championship. So like, the man has experience. And second of all, the man is pretty old, because I think he's 28 or something. He's older. I think he's older than Max. So like, the expectations were already high enough, because you're coming into Formula One with a lot of experience. You're pretty old, so like, there's no time for you to be not performing. Like, do you see where what I'm getting at, what I'm trying to say? Because for like the people who felt really bad for Nyck, come on. Like, come on. F1 is a really brutal sport. And second of all, as I said, I have the results from the first 10 rounds of this season. And, like, Nyck de Vries is consistently at the back or, like, outperformed by his teammate Yuki. So, like, how can you feel bad if the man is not really there and not performing? So, like, we can go. We can talk about the results right now. So, like, first round, Bahrain, he finishes in P14 while Yuki's P11. So, 3 places higher than de Vries. Round 2, Saudi Arabia, again, P14. Tsunoda is once again P11. Round 3, DNFs. De Vries DNFs. Tsunoda finishes in the points in P10. At least 1 point, but still points finish. Then we have round 4, Baku. Doesn't even qualify. And then DNFs. Tsunoda once again in the points. Then round 5, USA. De Vries finishes P18. Tsunoda is once again in P11. Then we didn't have Imola because it was cancelled. Then we have Monaco. This is where it starts to, like, kind of... De Vries kind of starts finishing a little bit higher than Tsunoda. But at the same time, he doesn't. Because De Vries finished in P12. But he had a 1 plus lap while Tsunoda was P15 and I guess didn't. Then in Spain, De Vries was P14 while Tsunoda was P12. In Canada, De Vries was P18 while Tsunoda was P14. So, like, they kind of dropped down both, but still Tsunoda is higher, finishing higher than his teammates. Then in Austria, De Vries finished in P17. Tsunoda had a pretty bad weekend that time in Austria because he finished lower in P19. And then De Vries in Silverstone finished P17. And Tsunoda finished P16. Still higher, but not as high as he was, like, being consistent at the beginning of the season, getting those P11 finishes and even those 2-point finishes in P10. So, like, we can see where Red Bull is coming from. Third of all, like, putting Ricardo there in AlphaTauri, like, had, of course it had, like, really, really good, I don't know, pluses, pros for the team to put him in there, because, like, you're not just going to sack the other driver that you already have and put in the other driver that was, like, not really good in 2022 as far as, like, we think. But at the same time, I also checked the results from 2022 when Danny was in McLaren, and from 2021, he was not that bad. He was not that bad compared to De Vries. Yes, he was better in Red Bull. Yes, he was better in Renault. But when it comes to McLaren, we all think that, oh yeah, this is the worst that Danny Ric has been. This is his worst years. Yes, it was his worst years. But when you compare him to De Vries, just by going off of results, he gained more points than De Vries, like, through the first half of the season. If we just compare the first half of the season, the first 10 rounds, Danny Ric in 2022 had more points than De Vries. And in 2021, even more points than De Vries. So, like, it makes sense to put Ricardo there. And as I said, third of all, Red Bull knew what they were doing, because, like, Danny Ric was a third driver for Red Bull. So they have the simulator work, they have, like, the whole PR stuff and, like, shit like that. Because I was googling stuff what is a test driver? Like, what the hell is that? Because sometimes they call the, like, the third driver, they, like Ricardo, he was called the reserve driver, the test driver, and the third driver. So I Googled, what the hell does that mean? Like, what's the difference between all of them? So basically, a reserve driver, like, reserve and third are both test drivers, but a reserve, he's basically, like, at standby at during the Grand Prix, and he, sometimes the reserve driver needs to do, like, regular simulator work. But a third driver is, like, as I said, also a test driver, but he's more, like, for the PR, for the ads, for the content that we see from Red Bull. He participates in interviews, like, in videos, in podcasts, and stuff like that. Like, basically, he's a TV personality, whatever you want to call it. And then he develops the car with the engineers and has also some simulator work. So that's basically what Ricardo was. So it makes sense. So Red Bull saw that he was faster, which Horner fucking said that during the tire test in Silverstone, he was really good in the car and he was really good in the simulator. So, like, it makes sense. Because Horner said that he, like, as soon as he got accumulated to the car, because, like, you know, he haven't driven a Red Bull for how long? A decade? Yeah. As he said, 2013 was his last year with Red Bull, I think. Was it? Yeah, like, no, not with Red Bull, with AlphaTauri. So, yeah, like, a pretty long time without driving a Red Bull car, so it makes sense. But, like, Horner said that he put in a lap in that tire test at Silverstone that was a really good lap, and he could have ended up on the front row. So it makes sense. If they saw the data and it was really good and it made sense to them to put Ricardo back in an AlphaTauri car, then why not? Plus, he's on loan. We don't know if he's actually going to be racing for AlphaTauri in 2024. Because, like, Ricardo is talking that he really wants to get into that Red Bull seat, that second Red Bull seat. But at the same time, like, Red Bull are not talking that they're going to give up that second seat so easily, because, like, they want to help Checo perform. So This is a really difficult and, like, stupid situation that we're having here. Because, yes, for me, in my opinion, it makes sense that if Nyck de Vries wasn't performing, then why waste that seat? Why waste that seat? Give it to Ricardo. But if you're asking why didn't they give the seat, like, the second seat in AlphaTauri for, like, Liam Lawson, Dennis Hauger, Zane Malooney, those three drivers, because those three drivers are all in the Red Bull Junior team, like the academy, whatever you want to call it. But the thing is, Liam Lawson needs to finish the Super Formula Championship that he's in. Like, he can't leave, basically. And what sense does it make to go in AlphaTauri, which, like, there's no perspectives there. The car is shit. Like, it's a midfield car, so why would you go there? Then Dennis Hauger, he needs to finish his Formula F2 championship, because it's also in the middle of the season. He just can't do that. He can't leave in the middle of the season and just go to AlphaTauri. Also, no perspectives there. Why would you go into a shitty car? And then Zane Malooney, also F2 championship. So, like, Danny Rick made more sense when you look at it this way. He made more sense. He's free, basically. He's not doing anything. Red Bull probably saw the data that he's good enough to go into that AlphaTauri seat. They, AlphaTauri, don't have, like, any other choice, like, any other driver to put into that second seat. So why not? Why not just risk it? Why not give the second seat to Ricardo and just go with it? Go with the flow. So, Hungary, Danny Rick is coming for you, and I'm honestly, bro, I'm so excited to see what's going to fucking happen. And if, like, and if AlphaTauri were thinking, where, like, if that's how they show their genius to us, by putting Danny Ricciardo in, and if they're going to be right, I'm going to go insane. Like, of course, I'm not expecting, like, anything major, anything dramatic from Daniel Ricciardo, because, like, how good can the car be? I mean, yes, of course, it's the driver, too, but at the same time, like, Tsunoda is pushing the car. Like, we can see by Tsunoda how good the car is currently, but maybe Tsunoda is not good enough. So maybe when Danny Rick comes in, we'll see how good Tsunoda is, or how bad he is, or how bad Danny Rick is, or how good he is. So this once again puts Yuki in a hot seat, but at the same time puts fucking Checo Perez in a hot seat. So, like, the silly season, like, oh my god, we're midway through. We're midway through and the silly season is already starting, and, like, this is the first story that has happened, and I have so much more to talk about, and I've already been talking for 15 minutes, so let's get into another story right now, because we need to see how Danny Rick races to judge him correctly. So enough of this. Let's move on. Moving on. The fucking Ferraris, bro. They are once again into play. Like, of course. Honestly, I don't know why I'm surprised, but the major talks have been that Carlos Sainz will be dropped by Ferrari, and they're going to be bringing in Alexander Albon, which fucking Wisser said. He said, like, yeah, of course, we're friends with Albon. I'm not quoting directly because I don't remember, like, the direct quote, but I remember how I read it. So basically he said that, yeah, we're friends with Alex, and I mean, he's good in the Williams, but when I say that he's good, it doesn't mean that I'm interested, which, yeah, it makes sense. And why would Carlos even be dropped when he's higher in the driver's standings than Leclerc is? Why wouldn't you drop Leclerc then? Like, this part is so stupid to me that I don't even wanna, like, get into it too deeply, because people are still wearing the rose-colored glasses on when it comes to Leclerc. Like, yes, he's talented, yes, he's good, but, like, the man is suffering in Ferrari, and I don't know why he's doing that to himself, but at the same time, like, he doesn't have anywhere else to go, because Mercedes is full, Red Bull is full, but they have other issues. McLaren have a good driver lineup for now, and, like, why would you go to a lower team right now, or the upcoming year? So it doesn't make any sense. But, like, at the same time, he's not even finishing higher than his teammate. But the talks are about Carlos, that he's going to be dropped. So, like, make it make fucking sense. So, like, how does this make sense in anyone? Like, in any of the journalists, in any eyes of the, like, reporters that are writing these stupid articles and, like, making the headlines. Like, make it make sense. And at the same time, Lando Norris has been rumored to go to, like, every fucking team on the grid that's out there, like, to maybe not the Haases, but, like, he's rumored to go to Red Bull, he's rumored to go to Ferrari, to Mercedes, to, I don't know, Williams. Like, he's going everywhere, basically. And the fact that Lando followed Red Bull on Instagram just made it worse. Like, made everything worse. But, like, Like, the whole silly season is so stupid. Like, it's so stupid. Yes, the talks were with, like, Red Bull when Horner really wanted Lando, but he declined the offer and, like, signed the multi-year contract with McLaren. So why would he go to any of the other teams that are on the grid if he already has the multi-year contract with McLaren? And since now McLaren are like, they've been on a wave since Silverstone, they've been doing really good. We'll see how Hungary goes, because like, it's a really different track when it comes to comparing Silverstone and like Hungary. I've heard someone even say that it's a tiny, not tiny, but like a Monaco without the like really close walls, and it kind of made sense. So yeah, we'll see how the McLarens do. But like, at the same time, why would Lando go anywhere if he literally grew up with McLaren and they are doing pretty good right now? And if they will do pretty good as they've been in Silverstone till the end of the season, why would he go anywhere? Like, why? Why would he even go to Ferrari once again if, like, Carlos is not going to be dropped? Definitely. Charles is definitely times two is not going to be dropped, because, like, everybody loves Charles. Fred loves Charles, and, like, he's not going to let him go because he sees the talent in him. Yes, of course, the man is talented, but, like, I don't know. Like, these rumors with Ferrari and Lando, like, they're not making sense to me. And Alexander Albon, once again, not making sense at all. Like, why would he go to Ferrari when Ferrari have a good driver pairing right now? Yeah, just, I don't know, it's just so stupid. I cannot even fucking, like, comprehend. So yeah, 5 minutes of this, I think that's enough, because I just don't want to get into deep into this, because it's just stupid in my eyes when the rumors start fucking halfway through the season. So let's just move on. You know what I just found? Like, basically, I just opened up Twitter and I was going through my likes, because that's where I get these stupid information about the rumors and whatnot. And basically, it was written there that Red Bull themselves have approached Charles Leclerc and Lando Norris for a contract. Like, bro, think with your fucking head. Why would Red Bull themselves even approach Charles or Lando when they have a pretty good driver pairing on their hands? Why would they need Charles or Lando? Why? When even now Danny Ric is in play. If he's good, he's in play too. So why would they approach Charles when they have Danny Ric or other drivers like Liam Lawson, Zane Maloney, and like Hauger? Why would they approach Charles or Norris? Norris, yeah, kind of makes sense, because like Horner was talking about like how he wanted to pick up Norris, but he wasn't successful. So it would kind of make sense, but at the same time, it doesn't. Why would they do that themselves? You know what I mean? So yeah, that's fucking stupid. But you want to hear something more, even dumber, sillier? The rumors about the cost cap are like already coming in. And there was a rumor that basically three teams have breached the 2022 cost cap, the budget that they had. Three teams. So who was it? That was all that was written there. Three teams and nothing else. I wasn't able to find anything. Who the three teams might be, we don't know. So just like stirring up the pot, making headlines once again. Like, the people have nothing better to do, and it's so stupid that it makes my blood boil. So yeah. Also, Max Verstappen Red Bull was randomly inspected after the British Grand Prix, but all inspecting components comply with the technical regulations. This was posted by RBR Daily 2 hours ago, and basically they also in the tweets put this like screenshot, whatever this fucking is. I don't know why it's in this bad quality, like why is the screenshot so, I don't know, it's not HD, but anyways, basically it's written here, the FIA Formula World Championship 2023 Hungarian Grand Prix document, one technical delegate, from the FIA Formula One technical delegate to the stewards. And the technical delegate's report was basically after the race of the British GP, car number one was randomly chosen among the top 10 cars for more extensive physical inspections. Randomly chosen, you say? What do you mean fucking randomly chosen? Why didn't you choose Checo's car, for instance? Why did you choose Max's car? Like, the fucking wording, the fucking use of words, the sentencing of this whole text is... Anyways. Moving on, quote unquote, subject to these physical inspections was the fuel system according to tier articles 5.11 and 6, as well as the team submission relating the fuel system according to something, some numbers, doesn't matter. All inspecting components were found to be in conformance with the 2023 Formula One technical regulations. Joe Bauer, the FIA Formula One technical delegate. Okay, so basically they were inspecting the fuel system for some reason. I don't know why would you inspect the fuel system on the car randomly. They maybe heard some rumors, maybe somebody like told on them on Red Bull and specifically on Max that, oh, they're doing something with their fuel and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it would make sense if somebody from the grid decided to, like, tell on Bottas when he had the issue with the fuel because they weren't able to provide a fuel sample, but now Max randomly selected the car. Why didn't you select, as I said before, Checo's car? Or why didn't you randomly select Mercedes' car of Lewis Hamilton, like, for instance? Like, what the hell? What the hell is going on in the House of Commons? Yeah. I don't know, but, like, the silly season is sillying, and it's not sillying inside my head, because it's so stupid, so dumb, and I don't like it, but at the same time, I'm so excited that Danny Rick is back. And yeah. Yeah. Anyways, also, we had the Goodwood Festival happen, and if you don't know, I'm sorry if you're gonna hear anything right now, because I'm flipping through my notes to find what I wrote about the Goodwood Festival, and basically, it's called the Goodwood Festival of Speed, and it happens in England. I don't remember where, but it's somewhere, like, in the mountains. Was it Essex or something? Like, something with two X's, because it sounded really, really, really kind of... Oh, Sussex. So two S's and one X. Yeah, Sussex. Okay, England. And basically, it's just a motorsports festival where historic and also modern motor racing vehicles take part in a hill climb and other events. So it's basically like a car show event slash like something like that, where basically like there's motorbikes, F1 vehicles and like stuff like that from racing series. And Sebastian Vettel was also participating, as well as I've seen Mick Schumacher was driving his dad's W02, which was his dad's car from Mercedes era. Then the W12 of Lewis was also there, the Ferrari of Seb was also there. Alexander Albon was also driving something. I think Oscar was also driving one of the McLarens. I think it was Oscar. I don't remember it, but yeah. So Seb was there. He's the owner of Nigel Mansell's Williams, the championship winning Williams, and also he owns the MP4/8 Ayrton Senna Scar, the McLaren of Ayrton Senna, and he drove both of those two cars on like zero waste fuel, which is like, it makes so much sense because it's Seb. He's like fighting for all of these things to make the world a better place, and like, I'm so happy for him. But also, they made me less delusional, less delulu, as I wanted to say. But like, because like, the thing is, Seb was asked by one of the fans, like, would you be still returning in Formula One? And he just gave a straight answer, which is not like Seb at all. He just said, I'm too old. My man, you're not too old. Fernando Alonso is still racing. Come on, please, Seb, come back. Come back. But yeah, he basically said that he's too old. And also, he was asked, like, by the interviewers, also, like, how he feels, what he's doing, and so on. And basically, he said that, like, this little outing of his in this Goodwood Festival will be enough for him for quite some time. But, like, at the same time, he's driving in the Nordschleife. Nürburgring. I don't know how the fuck that's pronounced, but, like, he's going to be participating in the 12 hours of Nürburgring in September, I think, 9th. Yeah, so he's also going to be driving his Red Bull Formula One car, so that's probably going to be enough for him too, to get his little hunger of driving Formula One cars. So, like, no. Don't let him drive Formula One cars and let him fucking just sit there with his thoughts, with his, I don't know, little voice inside his head saying, like, you can't do nothing now, you can't do nothing now, you gotta come back to F1, you gotta come back to F1, everybody loves you, you gotta come back. Come on, bro, like, I miss Seb so much. But, like, at the same time, the Silverstone tire test, he was there in Red Bull's garage congratulating Ricardo. He was there. Why was he there? What the hell was he doing there? I mean, it kind of makes sense because, like, the tire test happened 2 or 3 days prior the Goodwood Festival, so Seb, like, had to be there in England to, like, participate in the Goodwood Festival. And I guess it would make sense that he decided to visit Red Bull while he's there. Because, like, why not? But, like, at the same time, he was carrying a notebook. And I don't know, he kind of looked like Adrian Newey for some moments. I don't know, I'm just creating stupid theories in my head. Because I just miss Seb so much. And I just want him to be back. So maybe that's just it. But yeah, what the hell was he doing there at Silverstone with Danny Ric in Red Bull's garage? We will never know. But yeah, I think that's it. I really, like, don't have any rumors to talk about. I mean, yes, of course, there's, like, stupid rumors about drivers and their girlfriends and, like, their relationships. I don't give a shit about those. I honestly don't. Like, yeah, it's kind of interesting when you first see it, but at the same time, you will never know if that's true, and if it's not, so why bother? Why bother? Oh, you know what I remembered? Red Bull are going to be 2/10 faster in Hungary because they're bringing upgrades. And this is what I remembered. There are rumors also that Red Bull might be bringing the zero side pods concept. So, like, that's why they're going to be 2/10 faster than everybody else in Hungary. And honestly, like, imagine that. Imagine that. Like, just imagine it. But, like, the thing is, I don't even know where the hell did that rumor come from. Because the things that I've seen was either on Twitter. No, not on Twitter. On TikTok or Instagram. So, I don't know how, like, how actual and real those things are. Because, like, you know how people can be. We all know how far these rumors sometimes go. But, like, at the same time, imagine if fucking Adrian Newey was looking at that Mercedes car and he was just, like, there were a few of the shots of Adrian Newey just standing there and looking at the Mercedes car with those zero side pods. And, like, he was probably imagining some stuff of how he could fix the car. And imagine if he actually did it. And if Red Bull bring those fucking zero side pods in Hungary. If I was Toto, I would honestly want to fucking rip my fingernails off and eat myself. Because, like, a Horner would be such a dick about it. Like, the things that he said, ooh, change your fucking car. If you have a problem with your car, then change your fucking car. Like, he would straight up go to Toto and just say that. Just because they brought the zero side pods concept. Like, imagine the fucking drama of it. I don't know. Like, this rumor is so funny to me. And it honestly, this is the most, like, stupid one out of all of them that I talked about today. And, like, it blows my mind. And I also, like, read the comments under those TikToks about the, like, zero side pods and, like, people saying how, like, Toto would probably, I don't know, dash his head into the table or, like, break another couple of sets of headphones. I don't know, bro. I would probably die of laughter. Because this is so funny, but at the same time, it would be such, like, really, really entertaining. And honestly, the Drive to Survive guys would, I don't know, probably shake in their seats, like, I don't know, they would probably, like, rip the walls and, like, destroy the whole paddock just to see that happen and to put it into that stupid show for dramatic effect. Like, oh my god, I don't know. If this honestly happens, like, I will go insane too. I will go insane. Like, times two. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah, I'm really excited for Hungary because of Danny Rick and the stupid zero side pods concept for Red Bull. We'll see. So yeah, I think that's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you listened this far of me just fucking being mad with the stupid rumors that are going around right now. And yeah, I'll see you on Monday after the race weekend. So yeah, thank you so much once again for listening, and bye!